This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. The Occupy Wall Street protesters seem to become more determined the longer they stay, but will the weather accomplish what the police could not? When will the demonstrators come in from the cold? It's Tuesday, October 18th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste. It's still in the high 50s, though. We got a little while before they start freezing.
Weeks to go, but I'm sure they're thinking about it. We're actually going to take you to Wall Street, show you what it's like to spend a night wrapped in a sleeping bag in Zuccotti Park. And the debate over these protests seems to be still going on with you. Somebody calling him or herself Abby Hoffman from America posts at thetakeaway.org. The only fair comparison that Occupy Wall Street should be in is with the demonstrations of the 60s. People are outraged. They don't have a lot to lose. Well, at least it seems that way. And then we're reminded of what life is about. Materialism and capitalism are going down.
What do you think is going down? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Let's begin with the top stories we're following. Israeli soldier Sergeant Gilad Shalit is now back in Israel this morning after being held captive for 5 years by Hamas. Hamas released Gilad to Egyptian mediators hours ago. From there, he crossed the border into Israel. He's currently at an airbase in central Israel for an eagerly awaited reunion with his family. Meanwhile, the sound of celebrations of family members of more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners who are awaiting release gathering there at one West Bank checkpoint. There's also prisoners being released in Gaza as well. Israel has already freed 477 prisoners today, 350 sent to Gaza, the rest of the West Bank. A second group will be released in 2 months. In Gaza, tens of thousands of Palestinians are celebrating at a mass rally for those free prisoners, waving green Hamas flags, celebrating in that prisoner swap, of course, a 1,027 prisoners for Gilad Shalit, the single captured Israeli soldier.
Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton made an unannounced visit to Tripoli and pledged millions of dollars in new aid, including medical care for wounded fighters and additional assistance to secure weaponry that many fear could fall into the hands of terrorists. Saudi Arabia is turning to the UN Security Council because of the alleged Iranian plot to assassinate its ambassador to the U.S. In a letter to Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Saudi Arabia's UN ambassador called the plot a heinous crime and a gross violation of international treaties, including those to protect diplomats. He stopped short, though, of calling for any specific action. The Security Council has already imposed 4 rounds of sanctions against Iran because of its disputed nuclear program.
It's day two of a 3-day bus trip through the South for President Obama. Today he's in North Carolina and Virginia, all to push his jobs bill and this message.
One poll showed that about 63% of Americans support the ideas in this jobs bill. So why is it that 100% of Republicans in the Senate voted against it? It doesn't make any sense.
Senate votes today on a $35 million section of the president's jobs bill. The larger package failed to get even a single Republican vote, as the president said there. So Senate Democrats hope they can get pieces of the bill through. Today's vote in the Senate will be an aid package to state and local governments to help them avoid layoffs of teachers, police officers, and firefighters.
Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidates will debate again tonight in Nevada. All eyes right now on Herman Cain. His star has risen quickly in the past few weeks. If you're watching the debates tonight, call us with your review of how he and the other candidates fared. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Let's take a look at the markets. In fact, all world markets are trading down this morning. U.S. futures are now mixed, though. The Dow will open at 11,397, the S&P at 1201, and the NASDAQ will begin at 26.15. We're going to get a preview of the presidential debate with Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick a little later, but we're asking you, is there something more that you are waiting to hear from any of these GOP candidates that you haven't heard so far, or any issue they haven't discussed that you want to talk about? Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also text START to 69866, as this anonymous person did and said, I don't know where to start. First, though,
I'm 6'4", and they gave me this 3-foot by 4-foot blanket, a Mets blanket. I'm not a sports person.
Nate may want to keep his own, get his own blanket and bring it with him if he plans to stay for a few weeks.
Even a Mets blanket can keep you warm.
Really?
Even a Mets blanket. Yeah.
I'm not going to say what that does for the Mets. But in any case, we're going to take you to the Zuccotti Park to take a look and then have a conversation with the Occupy Wall Street protesters.